Transgender school board member accused of looking at topless women in locker room. By Hannah Blow on January 17, 2023. Paul Bixler, a transgender board member of the Liberty Elementary School District in Maricopa County, Arizona, has been accused of looking at a topless woman in a women's locker room at the gym, garnering outrage across social media. "I am at the gym in Arizona. I was undressing in the locker room, top off, bra off. And Paul Bixler was in the women's locker room. And he looked at me and he looked at my breasts and I have called police," the woman, Lindsey Graham, said, noting that until recently, Bixler used the men's locker room. "So he agrees himself that he's a man," she said. Footage in the video shows an officer speaking to Bixler. Graham said she told police the situation, that a man was in the women's locker room and looked at her topless. She was visibly appalled by the response, as the police reportedly told her this is a touchy sensitive issue in society. The video then shows Bixler, again, entering the women's locker room with an officer trailing behind in the hallway. "Hope there's no one undressing in there. Hope there's no naked women in there since there's a man," she shouted, verbally questioning why no one was warning the women in the locker room that a man was entering the premises. "Just so everyone knows, he's not being arrested. We are at a point where we're catering to society, instead of facts. This is alarming," she said. "Women's rights are being violated." The video then shows the woman asking Bixler why he uses the men's restroom sometimes if he is really a female. "He will suffer no consequences for this," she said, as the video seems to show an officer doing nothing. Watch. According to a local news outlet, Bixler claimed to know he was different at a young age but married his wife, Candace, and had two children in what the outlet described as a long, loving marriage which lasted 36 years. "My wife was aware of it," Bixler said. "But it was absolutely clear that it was uncomfortable, and I didn't want to risk that. I loved her more than me." His wife died of cancer in 2017, and Bixler used the massive life change to explore what my real feelings were. Graham, speaking to the Daily Mail, said police told him he's free to go and let him go back into the changing room. "What if there was a little girl getting changed in there? Realistically, I'll never get undressed in that locker room now. It's not fair for me to have to cancel my gym membership and put my life on hold to accommodate and comply with his mental disorder," she added, noting that she sensed police didn't agree with what they were forced to comply with. This latest incident comes as the Biden administration continues to promote gender confusion, particularly with children. President Biden went as far as deeming it immoral for states to block transgender procedures for children.